Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt and I will be your GM. And to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vendikar, the Shrub Remover.
Give thee a shrubbery.
Herbicide.
The herbicidal maniac.
Yeah, I was about to say that. The herbicidal monk.
I was kind of out of left field. Go ahead.
I'm Jason playing Tam Westcrown, leading meta around on a leash.
Curtis playing Ronan.
And Pete playing meta, Tam Westcrown's pet.
In a world filled with conspicuous humans, one pet stands alone. No, I'm just kidding.
Giant tracts of land, sponsored by
Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Look, there's
God damn it, you got me to say it.
Look, there's floating titties.
Okay, speaking of meta, so I recently found out that on second edition in Pathfinder, things like Changeling, Tiefling, Azamar are no longer individual races. They are basically templates you can put onto existing races, and I love that
so much. I hate it.
So you can be, like, because it never really made sense to me that, like, oh, you're half something, well, the other half is always human.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now it can be half of other things.
Right now in society play, I think it's still limited to human, but they are looking in, supposedly they're going to be releasing a boon that you can buy, where you can have a half-elf, half-dwarf. You can buy, it's pretty much, you can buy the half-template to apply to anything. So you can have a Azamar half-leshy.
So it's like, in second edition, planar beings aren't just hot for humans. They'll have sex with other
anybody.
Races. Yeah, like the tiefling gnome.
The sluts! Hey, Neo, don't be a hater.
I'm not, being honest.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, I think you're being a hater.
No, I'm being honest.
No,
Pathfinder 2E sucks.
Yeah, well,
sorry, Starfinder.
Being a hater.
You finally decided to create a character. So until you get some experience with it, you really can't say.
I've played multiple games of both.
I don't know. Well, it was when I read the first core rulebook the first time through, I was super thrilled just with the way they did half orcs and half elves, because I, like, in there it says, like, okay, this is a human thing, but it's just as easy to be like, okay, well, I'm playing a halfling, and I'm just going to take one of those feats, with the GM's permission, but, like, there's nothing in it that really mechanically forces you to being into a certain race.
Yeah, one of the things that caught me when I first read the core rulebook was just the amount of individuality you can make with each character. A lot of my characters tend to be a little absurd because I intentionally like it that way, but I can do that a lot easier with second edition.
Right. The thing I like the least about it is how feats are tied to the class that you are, rather than just a whole bunch of feats all over the place. All your class has class feats. They have racial feats.
But
that really dislike that.
You do have access to them from other classes and stuff.
Yes, but you have to be that class to do it.
No. You can. It's how they do multi-classing.
I know.
Right.
I'm aware.
You can take dedications.
Yeah,
you can,
I know. I
mean,
I'm aware.
There's all kinds of ways to do that.
I know.
He's just upset because he hasn't figured out how to break.
I'm still just sitting here stunned that he actually has characters for second edition and Starfinder.
What's second
edition? I got to make sure I have characters ready for tables that I have to fill because we didn't have enough players. And
whatever.
Second edition and Starfinder.
I don't buy it. I'm not buying it.
No, buy it or not. That's reality. Doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, everybody.
No sale.
What's a second edition?
It's AD&D.
Ah. Okay. I'd rather play
I got
that
some of those books at home. You'd rather deal with a Thaco chart?
I'd rather do that. Let's go back to Thaco.
I've heard horror stories. I'll stick with
Thaco.
Starfinder,
Thaco.
Pathfinder 1E, and Pathfinder 2E.
Going back to Thaco. No, I don't think so.
Thanks, Mark.
Sorry, Pete.
Your conversation got ruined by a weird Thaco song.
Go ahead, Pete.
That's okay.
Pete was definitely louder than Mark was there.
Yeah.
All right.
This episode brought to you by
Thaco.
I don't think
Thaco,
so.
Thaco.
Side note, again, I promise there's a train of thought that connects this. I don't know how often most of you guys read webcomics, but there is one I like a lot called Daughter of the Lilies, and it is the best art out of all the ones I read. And they're currently running a Kickstarter for their first book, and it's like $25 and you get the hardcover book. So it's...
Is that on Facebook or...
No, it's its own website. I think it's just daughterofthelilies.com.
Can you put that in the group chat? Because that way at 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm up with the baby, I have something to read to her.
Yeah.
Hush, little baby. Oh, look.
Pete, if you want, I'll send you links to
all
the ones I've read. There are even some that are completed, like Heroes of Lesser Earth and 8-Bit Theater.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Right now, we've been watching her favorite show, a.k.a. whatever Daddy's watching on his laptop.
Luckily, childhood amnesia is still there, so it's a...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think her first word's going to be, Rachel? No.
Damn, Pete.
I do have a line.
The line must be drawn here.
She has to be asleep before I start watching this.
Maybe Pete's Chicken Ranch is the porno. I don't know.
Hey, Davey.
The best cocks in Farmer City for a reason.
And, when my kids were real little and I was up with them, they watched me play. I'd just gotten Final Fantasy X remastered when Cassie was born, so she watched me play through that for 20 hours. Yeah? Yeah, I'm sorry. Was I too nerdy here at our D&D podcast?
It's how not D&D, nerd, you asshole.
Sorry for starting a fight at your D&D podcast.
Sorry, Mr. Man. Would you like to meet the Game Master now?
That was the joke, bro. I gotta explain it. It ain't funny.
Well, it wasn't funny even before you explained it.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Nobody laughed. They laughed later.
I can't hear them because they haven't heard this yet. So...
Oh, so if we suddenly hear a lot of laughter here in a month or so?
Yes! This is what I'm saying.
Oh, you meant the listeners. I meant here at the table.
Oh. No.
Man. Yeah. See, Britt, we actually...
Like peas and carrots again.
We voluntarily spend time with you. If we didn't laugh, they're probably not going to laugh either.
But that's the very reason why they might.
Okay, Nick? Because
they know none of my jokes.
Sarah, you all know... Drew. You are all the people that I know that know somebody here personally. If you laughed at that, let us know.
Please. And we'll put it on the board. That's what we're going to do. We're gonna take fucking
score?
Score. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure you contact me directly, except for Sarah.
No, that's not going to work. No.
I'll bet $20 that Sarah laughed at it.
I don't know. Probably. But
we'll find out.
We'll find out.
She's rather giggly.
So.
Is this the same Sarah that signed up for FriendCon too?
No.
No, it's a different Sarah.
Different Sarah, yeah.
That's okay. Tracy Halicki. Her daughter.
That's the one from Farmageddon.
Farmageddon, yeah.
They went to Farmageddon.
I thought it was cool.
They're a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah, they are. Cool. They are.
They said a lot of nice things about Mark, and I said, you don't know him very well.
To be fair, Mark was on good behavior at their tables.
That's what I've heard.
I'm always at good behavior on people's tables.
You can't lie while you're being recorded. It's too easy to prove.
Do you watch any sort of national politics?
I was about to say that, too.
He's got you there, Will.
To be fair,
on that.
I don't think you have the star power to just walk right through it.
I'll be blunt. Like, there are entire websites and organizations that make their entire living just going like, well, fact check, fact check, fact check, fact check.
How's that going for you this year?
Poorly.
Well, I mean, I have a lot to read.
that's a fair point.
Too bad we don't have another COVID quarantine. Get caught up.
Right? Watch your mouth.
2022. Yeah,
don't say that.
It's 2021. It'll be all right.
With any luck, we'll have another one.
Yeah, no.
My favorite part is the fact checkers that say that will say false, and you go through and read it, and they say they agree entirely with what happened, and I'm just like, why the fuck is this checked as false then? They do that shit all the time.
Or true but misleading.
True but misleading.
I like that one. That was one of my favorites.
Let's do this.
What does that mean?
Back.
It means they probably omitted parts of, like, important facts that...
Seven puppies were killed today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happens probably.
Do you need more information about it? Sure.
Okay.
How were they killed?
Would you like to know more?
I don't want to hear about dead puppies. I'm sorry.
Seven puppies. My favorite.
I'm really not trying to kill an erection right now, but thank you.
Wow.
Did you have one?
So you wanted an erection?
Yeah, why do we have erections at the gaming table?
My favorite that Jason uses is that I have 9 toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have 10, but I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
That's the joke, yeah.
So, about the adventure.
Yeah, weren't we on some island somewhere?
God damn it.
We were on a boat.
And we were level 5.
No, I don't.
15.
Level 5.
15. So. Level 15.
15.
Yeah. Okay, so where we left off, let's you fuckers do the recap this time.
The B team was at the lighthouse chopping.
Herbicide.
Chopping foliage. Chopping foliage.
You can't afford the A team.
And then
get the B team.
The A team checked one shipwreck and said, next time. And then looked at another shipwreck and went, yeah, we can do that. And found a telescope and went, oh, shit, sharks.
Nah. Not a telescope. Swim!
A spyglass. Yeah,
whatever. Spyglass on a telescope. A
small telescope. Swim. And then they went,
tomato. I'm just saying.
A monocular.
Walk, and showed back up at the lighthouse.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty concise.
That was right fast there. Forward.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much...
And there was a lot of character development there.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Ronan asked Tam to look at a spyglass while she was floating in the water, and she went, now?
Yes, now!
Oh, and we also had a small memorial ceremony for Tam's lost python and rope.
Yes.
I missed that ceremony.
It was in the fast-forward section.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
It was a beautiful ceremony. Meta said words. Ronan brought up Phrasma's grace. And, I mean, it was just amazing. 2 hours.
Sounds really lame.
It's because you weren't there to take your pants off, so the rest of us had a good time.
Oh, okay.
So it seems to me that we should probably switch back to the B team, huh? As you guys call it, not me. I wouldn't say it B team, but that's what they call it. I mean,
I would.
There's fewer of them, so.
But now we're all together again.
So. Not yet.
We're almost all together again.
Almost. looking at the map, it's going to take... wait, I have a precedence for this, I think, right?
precedence. It's going to take roll 7 hours.
All we really need to know is, has it rained yet? Because if it's rained, we know it's after 2.
Shit, I don't know.
It's rained twice.
We've been gone a long time.
We've been on the rock forever.
Here's the pertinent question. Does anything pertinent happen between point A and point B for either group?
I'm so glad you asked, Pete. Thank you.
If not, then just update us on what they've accomplished at the lighthouse and ta-da.
What I tell you guys last time, it was, about 5 squares a day?
5 squares per hour.
Oh, hour. All right.
Yeah, they're chopping fast.
Chopping buckle. Oh, there's a lot of them.
We also have the herbicidal monk, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to be at least another extra square an hour.
Yeah.
A shrubbery assaulted his dad when he was a kid.
That's so his favorite enemy. Emily?
You'd be surprised how dangerous those burning bushes can be.
I think Nath is he's trying to get back at the elves for not letting him go in the woods where he lived. So he's like,
stupid elves.
Yeah, just get in the trees. Fuck your trees, elf. Fuck your trees. How about this one? Ah!
So these 5 squares an hour are actually just Nath has 4 squares an hour himself, right. And everybody else is just 1 square.
Pretty much it, yeah.
He's out there whirling, attacking. Wah! Okay,
so they're out there picking one leaf at a time, and he's out there picking the whole bush.
So put your figs on the board. Let's see what's going on here.
Hey, Jason, do you got my fig over there?
A negative, Ghost Rider.
Anybody know where my fig went to?
You got Artemis over there? Well, I don't know where you want to go, but...
Well, I don't know where we are. I'm waiting for GM discretion here.
No, he's asking you to decide where you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were all together clearing these squares over here.
Thank you. That's kind of what I needed to know. All right. I will prepare the, what you call, NPCs.
Yep.
Throw. Wow.
Party foul number 2.
See, earlier I mentioned that this is the first time I didn't have to set up. From now on, I'll do all the mic stands.
Thanks, Jason.
Well, we made it through 2 sessions.
No, we didn't. His fell off last time.
Yep.
I was talking about my stand, not his.
So I started rewatching the English version of Fairy Tale on Netflix. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen it.
I've never heard of it.
I don't think so.
It's a Japanese anime. It's about a wizarding guilds.
Yes, actually, I have.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I like some of the characters, but I feel like the actual story is lacking, at least from what I've seen.
That's fair. I like it a lot, you know. Especially, I just got through the story arc about the wizarding guild the main characters belong to is called Fairy Tale. Another one of the wizarding guilds ends up starting a war with them. Them figuring out why they're doing it, and then just all the cool like fights and everything like that. If you like any sort of anime, if you like wizards, and
if you like magic,
big fights,
but Dragon Ball Z style fights,
yeah, And like the wizarding guilds essentially are like adventuring guilds where like people post requests and the wizards take them and go and get their monies.
That's a fun joke about that. How many DBZ characters does it take to change a light bulb?
Just one, but it's seven episodes.
Yep.
I've been watching Raised by Wolves on HBO Max.
Yeah, that's the Android one, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like Starfinder. I really like it so far. It's got the I can't think of the guy's name, but he played Ragnar Lothbrok on the Vikings. He's one of the lead characters in it.
And, hold on, it's called Raised by Wolves, but it's about androids?
Yes.
You're shitting me.
You're missing one.
No, it is awesome.
What?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's humans escape this dying planet, and they send a bunch of kids with two androids to another planet to be raised there, and then like a whole bunch of actual humans show up, and they're pissed off that these androids are raising the kids.
Really?
It's very, very cool. Very cool
show. That's a weird
show.
I'll have
to check that out.
You know, another one that I liked a lot, I don't know if you guys have seen, it's called Carnival Row. Have you guys?
Yes.
I'm waiting on
more. I enjoyed that.
I hope they have more episodes.
Orlando,
I
love that.
That's brilliant. I'm waiting for the second season.
Yes,
yeah, me too. They said they finished filming the second season. They're just, you know, getting it wrapped up for
awesome.
Release.
Awesome. I will start rewatching the first one again.
Have not heard of it.
Oh, it's awesome.
What's it called?
Dude. Carnival Row.
It's about fae creatures and how they live side by side with humans.
It's like an alternate history Earth.
Yeah, think of like between World War One and World War Two, but there's like fae creatures involved.
That sounds cool.
They've been forced off the continent over to England,
and dealing with the prejudices and different cultures and stuff like that that involved in there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Okay.
Speaking of fae creatures stuff, any of you guys ever read the Dresden Files?
No, but I've heard great
things. I read all of them.
They're fantastic.
Read all of them.
Series, anyway.
The TV series has pretty much nothing to do with the book series.
Yeah, it was really horrible, and I hated that.
If it was a standalone TV show, it would be decent, but it was pretty horrible in terms of the books.
Yeah. The main character in it, he's at least a good actor, because I've seen he was in Arrow, and he's been in a bunch of other stuff.
Terrence Mann is a great actor for Bob the Skull, though.
Yes. Okay.
Can I go now?
Yes.
Back to our show.
Whatever.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Okay. So, as you toil, you start to hear some noises coming from the jungle.
Anyone see Jarwin?
It's angry trees.
Wee dum dum
ooh, 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 ooh. Wah, ah, 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 oh. Tookie, tookie, tookie. Caca, caca.
A wee mowee, a wee mowee.
The baboons have found that the humans are easy.
No, it's just this. It's an actual like high level Pathfinder just watching you, watching us all, just like documenting us.
Nervin Guest is out there in the jungle going,
and the baboons have found that the humans are easy.
These moronic low-level adventurers have discovered the use of primitive tools in clearing fields.
However, the most efficient one is just using his hands and his fists. It's amazing.
He also seems to have anger issues.
Their ability to adapt to their environment is surprising.
Nath Junglebane Vindicar.
Sadly, that's not what I wanted to play, but
that was perfect, though.
It was pretty funny.
They used to have four more in their party. We're not sure what happened to them. Maybe they had to eat them for warmth.
Eat them for warmth.
Then shut up.
The rest of this made sense.
Thanks, Meta.
Listen, do you smell something?
Shut up.
I can't see.
Can you see that?
My mind actually went to, like, the rest of us come like conga line out of the jungle, just being like ooh ee ooh ah ah ding ding walla walla bing bang ooh ee ooh ah ah ding ding walla walla bing bang.
I'm at the witch doctor.
We killed her. Set her head on fire.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Store okay, stuff. Let's
try this one. Should we? All right, hang on.
Whoa.
Easy there, big boy.
So anyway, you hear a little bit of a jungle sound, that you're not entirely used to around here. I mean, you've been here, what, a day, day and a half, and you start hearing some grunting, some groaning from in the undergrowth.
We hear that all the time, actually.
When you say it's not growing and saucer this time.
That is unusual if you guys are killing brush.
Hey, Nath starts hearing that and looks around looking for Jarwin. thought it was right behind me, but...
Do you see Sasha?
Yes. We're right next to each other.
Sasha and Jarwin are here, and I'm like, okay.
That's unusual.
Weird, man. Anyway, you're working. You're clearing some ground. You start hearing a little bit of noises coming from the south. Below the burnout sugar shack down there.
And for the listener's sake, relation to the lighthouse, they are currently east, the party is, with all the
NPCs. Yeah. Thank you, I forgot about that. They are certainly to the east, and they are clearing the trail, broadening the trail, I should say, that comes into this entire area. That's pretty much all that happens right now. Nath, Jarwin, would you like to take any kind of action at this point?
Nath would like to look in the direction of the grunting and moaning and see if he can actually see anything.
Roll me a perception.
Nine.
I'm sorry, I just looked at your fig.
Yep, that's a permanent fixture on that character now. I want you to know it.
That's awesome. Nath with the basket. I totally forgot about that.
I appreciate the fact that you didn't paint it.
Right.
No, I don't intend to. That's how it's going to look.
You know, that kind of plastic, it just doesn't take paint very well.
But the color's marvelous.
It's a nice lavender.
Yes, very fetching.
Okay. So anyway, again, you had a...
Nine.
Okay. You don't particularly spot anything. You can simply hear what is going on down there. And it kind of continues. Then it, you know... It'll decrease in volume, then it increases in volume, and it increases and decreases, and it goes like that for a while. Meanwhile, there's this chimpanzee that's throwing poop at you.
You guys still throwing poop at us?
Yeah.
What a bastard.
Yeah.
Can I sense motive? Is this a mating ritual?
Roll it.
Somebody get a leash on Jarwin.
26.
Okay, with the 26, you don't think this is a mating ritual. You just think he doesn't like you very much.
All right, I'm going to wait for him to get poop in his hand again.
Feeling is peaceful.
Jarwin's going to prepare an action for when he gets poop in his hand again and spark it before he throws it. So he burns himself with his own poop.
You're going to try and spark moist poop?
Oh, yeah. That's just magic.
Methane.
All right. We will.
Spark that monkey's poop.
I mean, considering how much poop this monkey's apparently throwing, like, he's got to have something special about him.
He's probably going to blow up.
Yeah. Skadoosh!
Every couple hours, yeah.
He just always has, like, an unlimited supply of bananas where he's just constantly ingesting food.
Yep. That's why he's so fat and sloth-like.
Right.
Food in one hand, poop in the other.
Don't get him confused.
Amen. I don't think the monkey cares.
Eh, probably not.
Jarwin would want to try to look and see where those sounds are coming from.
Okay.
So he's going to move towards V9, V10, the burned out shack.
Okay.
And he's going to try to look over that way. With a perception of 20.
Yeah, they seem to be coming from deep in the undergrowth.
And then after seeing that, not seeing anything, I'll return back to where everybody else is and just tell them I don't really see anything, but there's clearly something going on over there, so keep working, but keep your wits about you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Maybe get a tree ready to drop on something.
I have knowledge engineering if you want to try that.
Get one pretty close to falling.
You going to play Ewoks now?
Ewoka?
I just thought it was a good trap.
All right, so tell me what you want to do.
I think we should just keep working, but I don't really think there is much to do about it. It's jungle sounds.
Yep. But did you want to try and... I mean, you were talking about building fortifications after this. Did you want to try and do something along those lines like you were talking?
Jarwin would be the one to probably build fortifications because he's got knowledge engineering. Mm. Nath could assist in terms of being muscle, but that's about it.
All right. I'm asking both of you.
Jarwin would want to continue clearing stuff out so that we can put fortifications in where we're clearing out and... so we would have material to start doing fortifications with.
All right, so it's chicken and egg, is it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Fair enough.
Unless there's a bunch of lumber just laying around. I don't remember there being any.
Yeah, there's no stockpiles or any such. No.
We also are going to probably need, depending on what repairs need to be done to the lighthouse, we're probably going to need some kind of equipment to haul things to the top of the lighthouse.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're probably going to... there was a crane still there.
Yeah, but it's just a small crane that was just like for sitting on the roof.
No, it was used for the blocks.
Oh, was it? Okay, I guess I misunderstood.
Yeah, I think it was more of a... Yeah, if I recall correctly, anyway, I think it was a hoist type situation. Like I guess a block and tackle that would get you blocks up there.
I guess I misunderstood then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if not, it's canon now, damn it.
Good to know.
So...
Wait, it's a cannon?
It is.
Awesome.
Yes.
We're going to fire that cannon on our lighthouse.
If we go up to the top of the lighthouse, we can fire that cannon over to those baboons.
Oh, hell.
The one that keeps throwing poop at us.
We're going to take it with us next time we adventure. It'll slow us down, but we'll have a fucking cannon. Just wheeling that thing through the fucking jungle.
I'm going to retrain my character to take the full vital strike line, so when I fire, it triples the damage.
Denied.
It was worth a shot.
Okay.
It was worth a shot.
All right. So, at this point, I think we want to check in with the A-Team and see what's going on with them.
I just love it when a plan comes together. I ain't going on a plane, Hannibal.
I believe we would like, as players, to basically fast forward to us getting back to the,
right. So to the lighthouse. If I recall correctly, your plan was to cross country across... the island, basically bisecting most of it.
Yeah, if we head basically straight west, we can hit the like the trails that we've used a few times and head back down.
Okay. Let me check on that for a second here. Hang on, just check it.
Check on that.
Check on that.
Check on that.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just making sure. So, man, it's been a long month and a half or whatever. So, you start... to cross-country it, as you say. And currently, where we left off was at... You all were on the rocket D6 and back onto the shore of the main island, not that little rock. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. You're going to be slogging it through the jungle if you're heading due west. For a little bit, anyway. I mean, there's kind of a game trail that follows the coast, but... there's a little bit of patch of jungle, and eventually, after, it's probably about time for it to rain, I would imagine. Don't you guys think?
Sure, yeah.
2 o'clock every day.
Yep. So it starts to rain a bit. I would imagine you guys would press on through the green, leave the salty brine air behind you, probably engulf more of the deep forest smells, and eventually you come upon a bit of a clearing. In this clearing, if you were to give me a perception check and score well, what you got there, Meta?
32.
Okay.
Yeah, Artemis got half that.
Okay.
Tim did really well with a 23.
Nice. Run, chime in.
19.
What was that again, Meta? 32?
32.
That's what I thought you said.
Oh, I see it. I know how old it is. I know how much it weighs, what it smells like. I see the whole thing.
Meta goes, hey, isn't that the Batman rock over there?
Batman?
Who's Batman?
Ducktail?
I call it the Batman rock. You guys call it fucking Ducktail
Tam.
Rock, whatever.
Tam, that there, that's the Ducktail rock. Make sure you mark it on the map.
Yeah, we saw it on the way over. That we thought that was it, anyway.
Is this the same one that we saw earlier?
Yes, but from a different angle altogether.
I think that Dryad may have been very, very off her...
Yeah.
Where she told us it was.
Perhaps she had drank too much of that tree sap.
She was overcome by beauty.
Is that just tree sap? Is it like a fermented beverage?
Well, if you ferment it, it is.
Huh. I see about that.
Scintillating. All right. So yes, we will mark here. I'd really like to go get the others though, because we don't know.
Oh, I agree. That's why I said just make sure it's on the map.
Yeah, and realistically, and we go back to, I can kind of ask Ishiru just why he has this map, because I never really thought to ask him what this was.
That might come in handy. Yes. The information.
Shall we continue then?
Hi ho!
Shall we all
onward?
All right. So if I heard you right, you're going to mark it on your map?
And marked it last time we saw it.
Okay. Yeah. And now you have confirmation. You've almost triangulated this. You know, you saw it from the north, the view from the south. Now you've caught it from a different view. It's definitely a landmark for you right now. So, you're going to pursue adventuring to the camp.
Yep, and I've discovered something.
Yes.
The little legend down here in the bottom right corner that says 2 miles.
2 miles, yeah.
It is almost the exact width of 2d6.
Is that right?
Yep, I just checked it. So you can literally just move D6s next to each other to measure how many miles.
That's handy.
That's great, beautiful.
Except... What's handy?
Except...
I told you we'll explain that when we get back to port.
Yeah, to Epsilon Station, right?
No. Just any port. Any port. Station. I mean, you can literally get a handy in any port.
So, like, a handy fits in a port?
Yes. Kind of, but don't worry. We'll get it straightened out for you.
All right.
Except, doesn't account for difficult terrain.
Yeah, most legends don't.
Yeah. That doesn't change the distance.
Distance, but time.
I never said anything about time.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm pointing it out right now, right here.
It also doesn't account for, like, rest stops and bathroom breaks and meals.
Well, yeah. So.
I guess for difficult terrain, you could substitute D4s for D6s.
Yeah.
They're pointy.
That's how that works.
That hurts.
D4s actually have a wider base.
Wider base, yeah.
It would take longer.
That's the look right there.
That's totally the look right there. Oh, I wish I had my camera ready. Jason is awesome. Total rye.
Gotcha.
I wish.
Did I ever tell you guys, I used to have a coworker who was obsessed with trying to catch a recording of my laugh.
I know which one. But
he should be listening to the podcast.
Is it that one? That laugh?
No, that laugh. Yeah, I thought you meant like that coworker. I was like, you don't know any of my coworkers.
I don't know any of your coworkers.
This is my last job. Yeah, he was like, he was always trying to catch it. And it just he wanted to set it as his ringtone for when I would call.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You definitely hear the phone ring.
Yeah. I can't count the number of times we'd have somebody new in training like in the back room, and like the store would be empty, and somebody would eventually say something. They'd be there for like 2 or 3 days. One lady was there for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And somebody said something that set me off, and they would come out of the back room just like, what the fuck is going on? And it would just cause me to laugh harder, because then everybody else just starts laughing because... they already know what's happening. They remember when it happened to them.
Totally. I can hear it. I can see it. It's a beautiful painting. All right. You're going to travel that away some more?
Traveling
across. I have to roll some dice.
Alrighty.
Rolling dice.
So we'll see what happens.
Rolling. Get those dice rolling.
It doesn't count if they don't get in the box. You're good.
So let me get this straight. You have to have both dice in the box.
That's the way I like it. So I like it. So I'm going to say at this point, if you're totally traveling cross-country, you would now be at the is it I-3 or L-3? It's kind of hard to make up. It's definitely
that
not
one's
J.
An I.
Definitely not J.
Because the L is up near Pescock's Crab Shack.
I'm sorry. I don't think we've done this yet.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She didn't remember?
That's said drunk.
If it's unmemorable, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care how drunk you are. That's still bad.
Oh, no. Hang on.
I feel so dirty afterwards.
So we were trying to make a tiebreaker between my two kids. I don't remember what for, but they were trying to debate like who got to pick their TV show first for TV time in the morning. You know, I was like, you know, just play rock, paper, scissors real quick. My wife was like, yeah, Rochambeau for it. And I looked right at her and I'm like, I don't think we have the same definition of Rochambeau. She's like, it's just rock, paper, scissors, right? And I'm like,
no.
Maybe to you, but the way I always played it was Rochambeau is rock, paper, scissors. loser gets kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, what the fuck did you learn? I'm like, Rochambeau, what the fuck did you learn? There's a reason why I don't fucking play that. Anybody else got funny stories? I like potatoes.
I like them there French fried potatoes.
Die, potato.
Like to put mustard on them.
My oldest has declared that she no longer likes curly fries, and I about kicked her out of the house.
Nice. And why didn't you?
Well, she's six. I took some pity.
My middle child
pity for those kind of people
has a tendency to say, I don't like potatoes, but wants French fries. Those are made from potatoes. No, they're not. They're French fries. Well, that was when she was younger. She's figured it out now.
French people.
But she still doesn't like potatoes.
One of my friend's daughters swore that she hated sweet potatoes and used to tell me that while she was eating sweet potato fries that I would make for them.
I'll admit, I do not like sweet potatoes. Not a fan.
It's like, what is that orange thing you think you're eating right now? French fries?
Well, to be fair, I personally like sweet potato fries. I won't eat them as many of them as I will French fries, but I do like them. But I do not like just the sweet potato themselves.
I used to not like sweet potato casserole. Then I had like more than four brain cells at once working, and now I do like them.
Great story, man.
My favorite is the style of fry that's curly fry, but instead of in the curly shape, it's waffle fries.
Yes.
Those are fantastic. Those are
good.
The curly Q thingies.
Okay. I a bit of confusion, but yeah, as it seems, you guys
stumbled across level 5.
No.
Damn it.
Keep trying,
Pete. Oh, look, a treasure chest. What's in it? Oh, level 5. It spits out a fucking mushroom. We all chase it down.
No. But you do come after the clearing that you've passed through that had the rock you guys call Ducktail Rock. Yeah.
Well, hold on. That Ducktail Rock was in the clearing?
Yeah.
Like,
it was on the northern edge of it, yes.
Big clearing.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good size clearing compared to anything else that you guys have seen. This clearing at its widest point is about 2/3 of a mile at the most. No, it's not even that. It's like a half a mile.
Still half a mile is a big clearing.
It's a big clearing, yeah. So anyway, you guys make note of that. You keep walking. And eventually, you come upon another little area that is close to the shore. You figured out after cutting through jungle, hey, there's a bit of a game trail there. Let's follow that for a while. Oh, because there's the coast right fucking there on our left. And eventually you come across a bit of a shack. Seems reminiscent of other shacks that you've found around here.
Is it a love shack?
No, sadly. Baby. It's not a crab shack. It's not a love shack.
Is it a cannibalistic shack?
Kind of looks that
yes,
way.
Yes, it eats other shacks.
Yep, it totally eats other shacks.
Does it have big chicken feet?
Now that's my kind of mimic.
That was good, Kurt. Good job.
It's a warehouse. Like store stuff in there. Like it turns into a wolf. Hold on, writing stats down.
This campsite features a partially completed wooden shack. And I think you've at least discovered one other campsite like this. This one seems a little bit more put together than the last one that you discovered. Instead of two walls, it has three. That kind of deal, you know.
Do we see any signs that someone's been here recently?
Hang on. A large pentagram has been carved into the wall of the shack, and several human teeth have been hammered into the wood in its center.
Satan?
It's a bit of a grisly bit of graffiti left by the cannibals, you can probably assume.
Asmodeus?
Uh-huh. To celebrate a victory of something at some point. Maybe a deadly fight. I don't know.
So, with that, sounds like it would be safe to infer that the cannibals came here, killed whoever was here, then marked this as their victory, and then hopefully, presumably, left, but...
And now we're dead, hopefully.
Don't be morbid.
Do we see anything like a value or...
Ever the Rogue.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, looking for clues, too. Like, sure. Maybe there's a journal. Maybe there's, like, a small cook pot or a coffer full of jewels that somebody missed by accident.
Plus five purple sword.
Not this time.
Level five and a chest, you know.
The real treasure was the friends we found along the way.
Aww.
Absolutely.
Meta would want to make sure that there wasn't anyone still alive over here that was injured or anything. And you said there's bodies?
Yeah, so we approach and search the area.
Yeah.
Don't remember saying anything about bodies.
Okay.
But teeth, yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah, they were hammered into the wall. And
super.
Their owners were probably long dead. So there's that.
Were any of the teeth gold? Just Jesus, wondering.
Man.
Ever the rogue.
So, Meta will approach and search the area.
Okay. Roll it.
I did.
What'd you roll?
I got a 30.
30.
Okay. Tam got a 22.
22.
Higher if it's a trap.
Okay.
16.
16? So 32 is the highest, right?
30.
30.
I got a 22.
22. Next time, just say yes.
If somebody asks you if you roll a 32, you say yes. There's some dirt over here. There's some sticks over here. Oh, yeah, the wall with the teeth nailed into it. Over there, there's some vegetation. There's nothing fine here, sorry.
You didn't mention the fire.
I did not, because there is not.
There is now.
Oh, okay. It's going to be like that, isn't it?
Well, we've burned every other shack we've come across. Why not this one? The only one that survived is the crab shack.
All right.
Hell, this shack is, Meta already called it a cannibal shack, and it's got teeth. So we're going to burn it down.
Hopefully it doesn't eat you. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, well, Tam will...
How are you going to do that?
Tam will double check with everyone. Is everyone good if I set it on fire? Any issues?
Yes, put it to rest.
Do you need a light?
No, I've got a flint and steel. I can.
Alright.
All right.
It may take a moment, since it just rained like 2 hours ago, but we'll get it smoldering. And if it doesn't burn, then we'll hit it again on the way back.
2 hours ago, really?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
It just fucking rained. Sorry, not this time. So
whatever.
You do that, and it smolders for oil, but it's not going to catch. Yeah.
Well, she would leave it smoldering and. Hit it on the way back.
Okay. Fair enough. Mark it on your map if you wish to do so.
Mark it as Teeth Shack.
Teeth Shack!
Is that near a mark on the map, or is it just in the middle of nowhere?
It's near I-2. I-3.
No, I don't think Teeth Shack really goes into the song as well.
No, it
doesn't.
We're
going to have to change the name.
It is totally I-3. You're right. Okay.
Tooth Shack?
At this point, I think...
little place where you can brace together.
Tooth Shack. Baby Tooth Shack.
I actually prefer for that cabin the Steve Martin song from Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
I am your dentist.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's a long line.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with T-Shack. It's shorter.
At this point, I think we need to switch back to Team B.
The B Team.
The B Team. You guys got to have a better name than that. What could it be?
I'm fine with the B Team because B stands for booty.
Butthole.
So you think you're going to have all the treasure, huh?
Or the busy team because we're actually doing something.
Boom.
Yeah, you should at least move yourself another 10 feet towards the edge of the board there, and that's how much you've cleaned.
We could just call them the gardeners.
The help?
Yes.
The gardeners and the guardians.
I was thinking hide the snake.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty good for both of our characters, yeah.
That's why I thought of it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Jason, I'm giving you credit.
Yeah.
Well, snake and inchworm, but, you know.
Right.
You,
which one are you implying?
Well, that's what Ronan said.
I don't think that's a thing. Is it a thing?
What?
No.
That's what Ronan said?
No. Nobody ever listens to me.
But he's been watching him all the time.
That's why we can use that as an excuse, Kurt. Like, did he say that? Like, nobody really knows. Nobody pays attention to Ronan.
All right. So, meanwhile, back at the lighthouse, the jungle noises have been persistent and have gradually increased in volume and intensity. Nath, Jarwin, roll perceptions.
21 for Nath.
21.
7 for Jarwin.
Okay, so Nath realizes, hey, I know what's making that noise. It is, oh, trivia question. What is a group of baboons called?
Congress.
No, it's a troop. It's a troop of baboons. But that's a good, damn good guess. At least that's what Google told me. Jason's going to fact check me, though.
I was going to say, it's called a group of baboons.
Right?
I was going to say humans.
Nah, well, depends on which group.
That would be buffoons.
Providing that Nath is going to go, hey, we're getting ganged up on here. Look out. No surprise round.
Yeah, Nath would. Everybody alert. Okay. On your toes.
All right. At that point, let's roll some initiative.
Okay, so this is weird. I could have sworn it was Congress, but they're telling me it is troop. But a Congress is a group of salamanders.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody knows that.
So, slimy creatures.
Yeah.
Actually, that fits.
Charon, what you got?
18.
Nice. Nap.
17.
17. Dude, you're not there. Shut up.
I got a 28. Let me in, coach.
All right.
Hey, can I make a request?
Sure.
Do you mind if A-Team controls the NPCs?
I do not mind. In fact, I will carry that a step further. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that works out too perfectly. Hang on. Let's do this. Unless you're going to fight over them, who wants Sasha? Aside from Jarwin.
I'll take Sasha since no one else is volunteering. All right.
She's all ears until Jarwin gets back. Gellick.
Is that the evil-ass little dude?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Okay. Ishiru.
He commits suicide.
I'll take Ishiru. Okay.
He runs into the Congress of Monkeys and stands there.
It's a troop, damn it. We established that.
You know, I presumed Sasha was going to be a rogue.
Not so much.
Huh.
Go figure.
Cleric.
Great. I like that idea. Thank you, Jason. That takes a lot of heat off of me.
It's no problem. That's why I suggested it last time.
Good call. Okay. So, I do have a roll-off, though.
I think we could take these guys.
I have a +4 dex.
So
there's probably not a roll-off.
It's not between you and anybody else. Shut up, Neil.
Shut up your face.
Actually, it is. Ishiru.
What's your dex,
Ishiru? Okay, so Jarwin is going to go first. Ishiru is going to go second. But then we also have another one between Nath and the baboons.
I've got a plus. Oh, it's a roll-off?
Well, what do you got for modifier?
+3.
Okay, you win. Two feet?
This guy's spell selection is piss poor.
Yes, it is. All right, so basically, I don't have to worry about it too much. The order always is going to favor the PCs and NPCs, and PCs first. So, shouldn't be a problem. Jarwin Nath has just said, hey, there's a troop of baboons over there converging on us. So you've been warned. And you go first.
I will first say, gather together, like circle up, defensive formation, and then I will begin my bardic performance, and I will move 10 feet towards the lighthouse.
All right. So Jarwin moves 10 feet from where he was towards...
Pulling out my cestus.
Towards the lighthouse to the west, is arming himself with his cestus. That would make it Ishiru's turn.
And those are the baboons out there.
Yeah, and just so for the listeners, visualization of these baboons, I decided, in order to keep them all straight this time, I was going to use the official figurines from the Clue game, because that's what we have here. We have Mrs. White, we have Mr. Green, we have Colonel Mustard, we have Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet, the cook, and I assume the grave digger, Rusty, so I can keep them all straight instead of having to put numbers on everybody. It made it easier on me.
Totally gonna fuck up Colonel Mustard.
Well, he's all yours, bro. If you think you could take him.
Yeah, man. I'll drop a chandelier. I'll damn near kill him.
Watch out, he's got finger guns.
Right. Ishiru is going to take a maneuver.
Ishuru move 30 feet forward towards the baboons and draws his katana.
Excellent. And
readies an action should one of them get close enough for him to wreak vengeance upon.
Love it.
This is my Ashuri voice.
I like it. That would bring us to Nath.
Can Nath tell if these are acting aggressive or seeming aggressive at this point?
As I stated prior to initiative, they have grown in intensity with their howls and taunts. And, well, you haven't seen it yet, but they're going to throw poo.
Mm. Nath is tired of poo. So after the last at least several hours of having poo flung at him. So he's going to move forward.
All right.
30 feet forward in between the party and the larger mass of baboons.
So more or less west, and then south 1 5-foot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
And he will prepare an action to strike if a baboon comes into range with him. That's it.
I'm looking on this silly stat block. It's really for a gorilla. I had to downgrade it. And I'm trying to look for move rate. Pete, help me out.
Speed is always a pain in the butt to find.
Good. I'm glad it's not just me.
It's under offense, usually.
10 feet? I saw that, and I thought, that's not right.
But they also have reach 10 feet.
That makes sense for a gorilla, but not for a baboon. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're the one using the stat block. I believe baboon is an actual creature.
If it is, it's not in this bestiary.
I believe it's a familiar.
It's not in bestiary one, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, I believe you, but there's 5 others.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Look at this.
A baboon has a
30. Let's go 30. 30-foot
movement speed and 5-foot reach.
5 foot, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and Mark beat you to it. Mark's quick on the draw, thank you. But yeah, do appreciate it. That makes sense to me.
I like the CR of a baboon.
I'm looking at 8. What are you seeing?
A baboon is half CR.
Half? Yeah, not so much with the gorilla, but that's why you put the template on, I guess. Hang on. Gonna do a bunch of moves.
And yes, there is a companion baboon as well.
And there's a monkey swarm, which sounds horrible.
Yeah. I'm just glad
there's a
not.
Spell for that, too. Summon yeah. monkey swarm.
I'm yep. just glad they're not gorillons.
Yeah, we'd
ogrillons.
We'd be dead real fast.
Half dragon baboons?
I'm also glad they're not grilled onions.
To be honest, we can be glad they're not a lot of things.
Half Trask.
Psychic.
Well, to be fair, most of the party would survive
explosive.
This.
Explosive.
Poop.
Flaming poop.
It's the only spell they know, but they can cast it way more than they should be able to.
They should go see a doctor.
He got in my mouth.
Mama called a doctor. The doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
I remember that from my youth.
Stripe it assed.
My kids love that song. I sing it on the regular.
I gotta say, I have found myself singing We Are the Night when everyone else is asleep, so no one's gonna be offended but the little one.
So we're gonna have 2 attacks of opportunity and then a prepared action.
Okay, where are the attacks of opportunity gonna happen?
The green guy moved across my threatened squares, yes. And the orange guy moved across Nath's.
Yes.
This guy, is he going past me or?
Staying right there.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit him before he gets there. Cause
that's your prepared, right?
Yeah, my prepared okay. action. Yeah.
So
got it. And then Nath's prepared.
Okay. Well, let's do the attack of opportunity first, because that would happen first.
Yes. No, not necessarily.
No?
Well,
why wouldn't they?
Because if he's provoking from Ishuru, his prepared action would go off, and then he'd provoke, because he's going to continue moving. And right. The provoke would happen gotcha. After the prepared.
Gotcha, okay.
Whereas if the baboon had stopped right here, that wouldn't be an attack of opportunity, but it would be a prepared, right?
Right, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, they don't care. They're confident in their poo throwing.
It's 3 attacks of opportunity, then.
Okay. Make it happen. Do
one
it.
Shot him. One shot him.
Why don't we just start with, like, Nath and go around?
Yeah, that's fine.
Works for me.
All the various things.
Bard song.
No. Not yet.
Yeah, I started it last round.
Did you?
Yeah. I started it and moved.
Okay, I don't remember you declaring that, but okay, I'll let you have it. Because I'm me.
That's a 20-something to hit.
All right, so Nath, you are going after...
I think it's the orange one that
Professor
provoked.
Plum or Miss Scarlet?
I think Plum is the one that provoked.
Yeah, Plum's the one that provoked.
Okay. What'd you have? I'm sorry.
20...
Oh, yeah.
4 to hit.
Yeah.
For 8 points of damage. Bludgeoning damage, if it matters.
Bludgeoning.
How could you do that to Christopher Lloyd?
8.
He's a national hero.
Tell me this. Was it a kick? Was it an elbow? Was it a headbutt?
As he was coming in, Nath would probably just reach out as he's moving to ensure punch. The hit. Yeah, and give him a nice sock in the face.
All right. Just chicken.
What I said.
All right.
Was that his prepared or his provoke?
That was provoke.
Provoke, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So next on the line of provocation?
Yes. I have a possible crit.
Okay.
And a 23, will that confirm?
Yeah, that'll confirm.
This will be Mr. Green.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Mr. Green, yes.
That'll be 8 damage altogether.
With a cestus. So where did you punch Mr. Green, I guess?
In the face.
Oh, right. That sounds like a hellacious deal to me. That hurt. Mark, did you have a provocation?
Yes. It's who he sees Baboon tries to step past him, but before he gets to, he comes swing down the katana.
Uh-huh.
12 probably will not eat. Oh, I'm sorry.
13?
14.
14?
13.
13. Okay. So they moved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they are no longer flat-footed?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
You just missed, Ishiru. So sorry.
Now, do I get an attack of opportunity because he moved out of the square that I threatened, correct?
Yep.
So for my second backswing with my katana,
uh-huh.
That's much better. That is a 23 to hit.
That will do it.
Oh, and that's a natural 10 on the dice with the katana, so that's 13 points of damage plus 1, 14 total. Thank you.
14? Beautiful. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Altogether?
Yes.
Total?
14 total. Mrs. Damage.
Mrs. White is done.
Wah!
Wah! That bitch.
All right. Not too shabby.
And I flick the blood off of my sword onto the other baboon and point at it.
And it makes a shing.
That's right.
That brings us to Pete.
No, Nath still has his prepared attack.
He
took an attack of opportunity.
Oh, we were doing provocations. Okay. So we did have a prepared from Nath?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
He will
thank you.
Use the baboon, pushing off with his fist as he bunches to spin and kick the cankles of...
cankles?
Nice. Of Scarlet here.
Miss Scarlet is your target?
I'm sure she doesn't actually have cankles, but...
Ew. She's usually kind of hot, but, you know.
That's a 11 to hit.
11 will miss, sadly.
It's unfortunate.
Yes. Because you rolled well with your damage die, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So sorry. Okay, so now where are we at?
Did they make a single move, or did they double move?
Some of them double moved, yes.
Okay.
Are we in regular rounds yet? I can't remember everybody that had the...
Yeah, most people haven't had a chance to do prepared or anything, so it's really just these three.
That's all we were doing was prepared and
AOs.
AOs, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Top of the order.
No, it's not top of the order.
Oh, no, but I'm saying after the monkeys and...
Yes.
Whoever's next.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Couldn't remember how many attacks of opportunity we had. One, two,
we had
three.
We had three.
One prepared.
Two prepareds.
Two prepareds. See? Losing track already. So are we actually at the top of the order now?
Jask hasn't gone yet.
Jask? Neither has Sasha.
Okay. Did they have...
Neither has Gellick.
AOOs?
No.
No. We're flat-footed. We haven't gone yet.
Now it's their actual turn.
In the initiative order, whoever's after the monkeys, it's their turn.
After monkeys. Now we are at Gellick, actually. Believe it or not.
All right, Gellick is going to hide like a little girl behind his comrades and start singing. And as part of his move action, he'll draw his bow.
Kurt, your song will not stack with my song, and he would know that.
Oh, you're already singing.
Yes.
Yeah, as established.
All right, then. And he has absolutely no useful spells.
And he'd be wrong not to.
Right. I forget what he wields, if anything. Maybe a dagger?
Bad attitude.
Has he got a bow? I can't remember. Yeah.
Hey, bad attitude in the hands of a bard is actually kind of powerful.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot Mr. Green with my bow.
Okay. Do you think this guy's precise shot?
Nope. Did you build Gellick too?
You might have.
He's like assholes.
He's got to fuck off. I forget what the subtraction is for him being in combat, but...
Really? Because it's there all the time. Yeah. Minus four.
Yeah, well, every then I got a 17 to hit Mr. Green.
17's going to hit, yeah.
It is 2 points of damage. Bad monkey.
Two! Mr. Green, still standing. But not for long, from the looks of it. After Gellick, Jask.
Who has handed the apprentice, but no melee weapon.
He's got a mace.
Actually, he does not have a mace.
He does now.
So Jask feels that the rest of you have this in hand, and he will cast a spell on himself called Sanctuary and move up.
Okay, he's going to be a roadblock, it looks like, huh?
Yep, and if anyone tries to attack him, they have to make a will save first.
Okay, sweet. Maybe Mr. Green will make it that long. We'll see. That looks like it would be Sasha's turn.
All right, so Sasha's going to move action, draw her weapons.
Okay.
Shink! And then stab at Rusty the Gravedigger.
Yes.
She's got a big wicked smile on her face and this gleam in her eye as the bloodlust kicks in. 19?
Oh, yeah.
3-4 points of damage.
4 points?
Yep.
Good thing Meta's not here to see that.
So was that a slash or a stab or both?
That is a rapier, so it is a stab. And she gets it right through a bicep.
Okay,
and nice. She cackles a bit. And
we're going to have to pick this up next time on Shield Bash. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good time.
Goodbye.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.